I'm not pleased to be bringing this video. What I wish would have happened the last 2, 3, 4 times I've brought this information, this kind of information. Today's information will be new, but along the same topic. What I wish would have happened was that y'all would have believed me when I very first shared with you the research, the investigation, and the reporting that has found that the Vatican is responsible for a huge satanic, ritualistic worship and abuse operation going on across the world, but utilizing the tax money of the people of the United States to fund the killing of babies, young children, adolescents, and adults. The ritual sacrifice of these people. I wish that we could believe this and comprehend this and stop this. But I think it's so shocking. It is so shocking, on one hand, that our brains just kind of kick it out. Some people call that cognitive dissonance. On the other hand, we're desensitized because our controllers were sneaky enough to deliver to us horror movies, horror flicks that caused us to be pretty desensitized to this stuff. We've got Halloween, you know, we like being scared. So this stuff doesn't shake us up much. I want to issue a challenge before I show you the information I'm going to show you now. I want to issue a challenge to those of you with compassion, and particularly those of you who call yourself Christian who comment below my videos, because you guys are vocal. You know, you guys just might be the kind of people who could spearhead the kind of action that could stop this. You know, I grew up in a Christian home. I don't adopt any belief system now because I know better. I know how that's used. But, you know, diehard Christians, evangelistic types, man, you guys are powerful. But you're being used and don't realize it. Still, you're powerful. And I feel that you have the ability, the skills, and the drive to stop what's going on across the world with these satanic ritual worship activities headquartered at the Vatican that take place in the basement of the Vatican, but also take place in Washington, D.C. and across this land. The stealing of our children. The impetus, I feel, for the whole abortion thing, to provide bodies, blood, for these humans who are part not human, who are our world leaders, our popes, our Jesuits. I would think that your Christian compassion would kick in, and I'm hoping it will. I'm hoping it will. That you guys will lead a drive to stop this. That you will lead this country in action to arrest the perpetrators and to bring restitution and restoration to victims and families. Okay. Let me present to you an article posted in redflagnews.com by Mark Dice. Let me shrink this a little so you can see I'm still back here. I like to do that. Hello. He posted this video entitled "Rockstar Admits He's Been to Snuff Parties Where People Are Murdered for Fun." Let's take a look. I think this video speaks for itself.
I'll show you the video clip of him admitting it out of his own mouth in just a second. The former bassist from the Scorpions, Ralph Reicherman, has admitted that he once attended a snuff party where someone or multiple people were murdered for the entertainment of the guests, who paid up to $100,000 to attend. Reicherman, originally from Germany, bumped into a paparazzi from TMZ who asked him about Berlin's popular fetish parties, and this was his stunning response.
I went to one time, I've seen it really bad.
Was it like a donkey show, or?
Oh, actually, you know, I think they actually kill people there and stuff. They pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not kidding.
Says he's not kidding. You can see the look on his face looks pretty freaked out, which brings to mind the allegations made by former Senator John DeCamp in his book The Franklin Cover-Up about supposed snuff films and child abuse that is alleged to have occurred inside the Bohemian Grove by Illuminati members and Aleister Crowley fans and black satanic sex magic practitioners back in the 1980s, around the same time when the Scorpions were in their heyday. They were very popular. Songs like Wind of Change, Rock You Like a Hurricane, and Still Loving You. But one of their album covers, Virgin Killer, features child pornography, which was sanctioned and approved by RCA Records. So it shouldn't be that surprising that such sick individuals who would put such things on their album cover would be rubbing elbows with such sick, satanic people that they would be throwing parties where people would get murdered for the entertainment of the guests. Ralph Reicherman also hinted that there was even something worse that happened at the parties when he said this.
Watch another one, where literally I saw like the grossest, I wanted to throw up.
Was he talking about possible child abuse, as outlined in the Franklin cover-up? Such allegations don't seem that far-fetched when you understand the sick, satanic, black magic practicing scum within the Illuminati, and his stunning admission really should be investigated by the FBI. Absolutely horrific. But in today's society, with many people paying money to go and see the most brutal and realistic horror films like Saw and Hostel, it certainly isn't that far-fetched to believe that certain individuals want to go a step further and actually witness or participate in murders themselves.
That's enough of that. We've seen a lot of, this is IntelliHub, June 7th. 2015, European royals are killing naked children for fun at human hunting parties, question mark. This was posted with an editor's note saying that the editor could not confirm the story, but felt it was important to post anyway, given the many, many reports that are going on, that are being made, and investigations that are being made. This article says, this is one of a series of articles taken from eyewitness testimony before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels. Five international judges are examining the evidence of child rape, torture, murder, kidnapping allegedly done by global elite members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. Regular Ninth Circle child sacrifices were said to take place in the catacombs of Catholic cathedrals, the Vatican, on private estates and groves, and government military bases in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Australia, Ireland, France, England, and the U.S. Now, I have brought you witness testimony in previous videos on this, and I hope you'll go back and review them. I won't replay them here. But this article goes on to say at least 34 child mass grave sites were identified in Ireland, Spain, and Canada. Refuse evacuation by respective governments. Crown of England and Catholic Church And of course, you know, more is discussed here. Named as present in the Ninth Circle activities were Pope Francis, former Pope Ratzinger, etc., 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 Queen Elizabeth, and you can read that yourself. I will post it at the bottom of this video. So what's this Ninth Circle thing? Is that something you've heard of before? Well, let's take a look at it. The Ninth Circle Ritual Cult Ceremony Observation. This video was uploaded by Mr. Kati, June 29th, 2014. Now, what do they do? I want to mention something here before I continue with another video. I can't find it, but I actually saw an interview of one of these people. A gentleman who was being interviewed shared that the Illuminati, which he had been a part of, actually do torture people and consume the blood. He wasn't clear about whether they consumed the flesh or not, but he did say they consumed the blood. He said it was important to them for their nutrition. He said the reason they torture is because then the human body secretes a hormone that they require for their nutrition. And they're aware that humans, full humans like us, find this vile. They're concerned that they will be lynched when this becomes public knowledge. They're aware that their time of being allowed to do this is short because word is getting out. He shared that they are in a dilemma because they feel they need this to survive. They need this blood infused with whatever kind of adrenaline or hormone it is. And if you remember, we shared with you that several Intel people have shared that deals have been made where you know, the Illuminati has agreed to stop with pushing Agenda 21, and they've agreed to stop with the Satan worship stuff, but they have not agreed to stop taking children and humans, torturing them, and consuming their blood. Why? Because they need it for survival. And they wouldn't agree to that. That would be the end of them. So, you know, with that in mind, let's go to the next video. Human meat in Illuminati McDonald's food. That sounds fantastic. It sounds like the National Enquirer. It sounds ridiculous. But when you think about it, it makes sense. What do they do with all these babies? What do they do with all of the fetuses that are aborted? Why is abortion such a big thing in America? When you make hamburger meat, you can ground up pretty much anything in there. And what we're told is that 90% of restaurants in the United States that serve ground beef or hamburger are also unwittingly serving human remains in those burgers. Let's watch.
And, you know, I know you know because I've heard it on your show before. I mean, we steal 100,000 to 300,000 children a year just here in this country, and we drain the blood, and we mix it with the Passover blood, and then we throw the bodies into the slaughterhouses that we own, and we grind up all the bodies in the sausage and the hamburger. McDonald's is one of our favorite outlets, and the people, they eat them for breakfast, they eat their children for lunch, and, you know, us Jews, you know, we gotta do what we do. The most important thing to remember between you, Pastor Wickstrom, and me, Rabbi A.B. Finkelstein of New York, that we both have two fathers, and so that's why we look at the world in two different ways.
Good job right now.
Yeah, so you've done a pretty good job, but you know, there's quite an awakening coming, and, my father, who's not your father, my father Yahweh, who isn't your father, of course, your father is talked about by my father in John 8:44, stating that your father was Satan and that you're the descendant of Cain, who was the first murderer. And you know that's true because you teach it in your synagogue.
Oh, that's true, but it's not for you goyim to know. But right now it's too late. It's over for you, white race. So that's why I'm speaking so honestly here, to bring it out into the open so that you can see it for what it is. You've been teaching the people real good, but they don't wake up, do they? You don't get a lot of followers, do they? Because you know why? They're scared of us Jews, because they don't want to be called anti-Semites, and they believe that we're the chosen people, and so that's why... we can do whatever we want to do, and we can get away with it because the white men are cowards, and we go to the synagogue all the time and have some manischewitz and dance the Hava Nagila.
Well, that's very interesting. I understand that, but I also know the bloodletting. I know that on your Passover, which isn't mine, that a lot of little children do disappear, and I do know that, and I know a lot of police departments and agencies have been informed, but you're very open. You're very open tonight. I'm very surprised that you're talking about the bloodletting of the little children, that you put their blood in the matzah balls, and that you eat it on sacrifice on Passover.
Well, there was a goyim that wrote a book about it back in the 30s. I forget his name at the moment. But anyway, he wrote the book. People didn't buy the book. People don't want to listen. We've been doing this for thousands and thousands of years, since down to Adam's time. We take the children of our enemy, which is the white race, and we bring them to the basements in the synagogues where we drain the blood. And watch them die there. It's very similar to how we do the sacrifices that we do with the kosher butchering. And so we do that, and then we mix it with the Passover bread. And so we eat the blood of our enemies. And the bodies, we're not cannibals. So what we do is we take those, because we can make some shekels, and we give them to the slaughterhouses. And those are pounds and pounds and pounds of meat that we grind up than the sausage and the hamburger, and that's why we made those the most popular things, sausage for breakfast and hamburger for lunch. And so all the Koyum out here are really eating their children. And even when we say this outright and tell you people, you don't believe it. So that's your problem.
Okay. Thank you for uploading that, Fishers of Men, March 16th, 2015. We'll just take a little listen to this, uploaded by Atif Imran on August 10th, 2014. Human meat found in McDonald's meat factory.
A story that will make hate with it. Human meat found in McDonald's meat factory. Yeah, you heard correct, in Oklahoma City. Health department inspectors have allegedly found human meat and horse meat in the freezer of a McDonald's meat factory, as well as they had recovered several trucks loaded with human and horse meat. And destination of these trucks was those fast food restaurants and hotels where we enjoy burgers and other fast food items, as per trusted sources. After inspecting factories and restaurants across the United States of America, health department has found human meat in 90% of all locations, horse meat 65% of the locations, and now listen a very bitter statement by FBI agent Lloyd Harrison, told Hustler. He says, the worst part is that it's not only human meat, it's child meat. The body parts were found across the U.S. factories and were deemed too small to be adult body parts. We do not say to not use McDonald's fast food products made with meat. But on the other hand, McDonald's, the customers, want answers.
Yeah, I guess so. Before you dismiss this, please research it. I did. I actually read several of those reports in news outlets from Oklahoma and other places across the United States. They're easy to find. Will we allow this? Will we continue to allow this? We've had presidents admit they were part of the Skull and Bones. We know this. When will we stop this? My power.